Welcome to Beyond Influence, our inaugural episode. Really excited about the guests that we have today. Known very well by my co-host, Kwame. Excited to have Chelsea on. Baby Chelsea, introduce yourself.
Hi, everyone. This is so funny. I am on Kwame and Scott's new podcast, Beyond the Influence. I'm super excited to be here. Kwame is in the other room in his office, and I am sitting in our living room. This is a really funny dynamic, but it'll be a fun conversation, and I'm happy to be here for your inaugural episode.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. I feel like I had a whole intro for you. I don't know if I get to. Well, we're gonna. I'm gonna rewind that.
Let's hear it. Let's hear your.
Are you
intro.
Ready? Yeah. Are you ready? Okay. So everyone, please sit down. turn on your. Podcasts, tune in to our episode of Beyond Influence today. We have the one, the only, the Pink Queen, the Netflix superstar, my wife, Chelsea Griffin Appiah.
Oh, thank
that
you.
Was much better than my version. I'll take it.
Thank you, darling. I appreciate that very much.
Yeah. Well, thanks for hopping on with us today, Chelsea. For real. I know, it's really funny when we had the interview started or scheduled to start. I went out and she's sitting down and she's like, "Okay, I'm waiting." And I'm like, "Oh, can we get like 15 minutes? We got to figure some things out." And so I'm sitting here trying to figure out the technical difficulties, and she walks in and grabs the vacuum. And I'm like, "What are you doing?" She's like, "I got 15 minutes." I'm gonna do something.
Productive. Yeah. Yep. I'm not just going to sit on this couch and twiddle my thumbs while I wait.
Yeah. Love that about you.
That's funny. Thank you.
Well, we're so excited to have you. You know, as you know, Beyond Influence, we love to talk to influencers and creators about their journey, you know, what the real life is behind the posts and the content, and, you know, hear who the creator is and the human beings behind these stories and these people we follow. And we thought it was super fitting. We all know you and your relationship. You know, we talked with Kwame about, you know, just how public the beginning of your relationship was and, you know, what kind of situation that is. And so just wanted to spend some time connecting with you and hearing how things have gone since the show. It's a year now and that journey and just, you know, how life is and how things have changed.
Oh my gosh. Feels like everything's changed. A lot has changed. You know, I think it's really interesting when you enter this influencer digital space with very little experience, right? I mean, when you go on a show like Love is Blind, you know, you really are as normal as a person next door to you, right? Like that is something that appealed to me about Love is Blind. You know, they weren't looking for influencers, models, actors. Like these are normal everyday people. And you know, I was a pediatric speech therapist living my best life. Dating apps weren't working for me and clock was ticking. And I was like, well, you could take the opportunity and go for it. And just see what happens. And yeah. I'm obviously so glad that I did, but, it was a long, really cool, unique journey to hear. Getting married in this way is very different than traditional, you know, long dating courtship style, getting to know your wife years before, husband, you know, partner years before you marry them. But I'm really proud of Kwame and I and how far we have come in 2 years and super excited for all the exciting things we have in store to come.
So I'm curious, as you're going through this crazy experience. Obviously, there's the side where you and Kwame are developing a relationship and you're kind of, you know, in the pods figuring out, you know, which way do I want to go? And you're kind of immersed in that experience. Did it ever hit you? You're like, oh man, this is different. I'm going to be on a stage. Someone's going to play this back. Or you come out of a conversation, you're, you know, self-conscious about the recording and kind of, I guess, when did that platform and that audience, when did that start to hit you of like, oh man, people are going to see this?
So there was a moment when So we don't get to see it before, like literally when it drops to the world is when we all get to watch it for the first time. And it was the week leading up to our season drop, our premiere. And what they do is they give editors and critique, you know, individuals in the, you know, TV space, they get to watch it beforehand. And somebody reached out to me on my Instagram and was like, "Chelsea, I love you so much. Like, you and Kwame are amazing. I'm only on episode 3. And I was like, oh shit. Like, it was a really big moment. And it was also like a sigh of relief because I was like, oh, okay, like somebody is taking to our story, right? Like, they're taking to me as an individual and, you know, enjoying Kwame and I as a couple. And so it was really a big moment of like, oh wow, like this is going to be real. And it's not just this one person, it's like the world. But I, Scott, was never like, I really went into Love is Blind only being comfortable doing it if I was going to present my best self and if I was going to be okay with how I, you know, did things, how I talk to people. You know, I mean, of course, there's stress and a lot of unexpected things that are thrown your way. But for me, like during the whole experience, I wasn't nervous about anything that, you know, I did necessarily or said, or anything that was kind of like put into it. But when, you know, editing is a piece of everything, even reality television. So I was just hoping that, you know, I didn't give them anything that they could edit, you know, me poorly on, if that makes sense.
Yeah, like how conscious were you of that? I feel like me thrust in that situation, I would just be watching everything I said.
You're pretty conscious. I mean, I would say in the beginning, you know, you're kind of getting used to cameras around you all the time. In the middle, you're, you know, adjusting well. And by the end, you like don't even notice a camera there. So like that is when, you know, those moments when you could, you know, make a slip up or not have a great moment when you kind of forget that they're there. You know, and I always tell people that are thinking about the process, you know, I don't want you to be afraid. I want you to be yourself. And as much as you can be, because if you're really worried and you're scanning, you're constantly on edge, it's going to come off that way. And you're not going to really get the true experience. And you really just need to kind of surrender and like let go and allow the experience to become what it's going to be for you.
I mean, I know a lot of things, a lot of this process, a lot of it is acceptance, you know, knowing that you're going into it, being authentic, being yourself, and just letting the rest of it unfold. And so I, you know, I can definitely relate to that, you know, and since then, obviously, a lot of things has changed, including you gaining a bit of an audience. Right. Having what I think what you refer to more even as a community, because you don't see yourself as an influencer. What's the way that you
I describe myself as an inspirer. If I inspire you to cook something, if I inspire you to learn about something, if I inspire you to look into this product because it could be helpful for you in your life, then that's fantastic. If I don't, that's OK, too.
Yeah.
But I don't like I don't know why I have like it's. Interesting because I didn't even know like what a reel was. I didn't even know. I had probably like 100 Instagram followers. I mean, I was so not a big social media person at all before this. So as you can imagine, the learning curve was insane and the numbers just kept growing and growing and growing. And every night this astounding number keeps growing and it's unreal. I remember we were at the Coldplay concert and what was it? 70,000 people in this arena. Like there wasn't one seat open. And I was like, this feels like the biggest concert of my entire life. Like this is massive. Like the world is here, you know? And then I like think in my mind about what 600,000 people would look like. And it gives you like a heart attack. I think I definitely experienced some, what they call, and I still battle with it. What do they call it? Imposter syndrome, right? Like I'm a pediatric speech therapist. You know, I didn't grow a following. I didn't like grow and have this like build and like learn as I went. Like it's like one day you wake up and half the world wants to know what you're doing every day, right? Like it's a pretty wild transition thinking about that. But what helped me in the beginning when I was getting into the digital space and thinking about influencing, so to speak, that kind of thing, I was like, okay, just pretend it's like your close friends and like 10 of your best fans sitting down in a room together. And that's what I think about when I post content. And I want my content to be relatable. I really struggle with social media being this fake reality because it kind of is. And I think social media can be a super, can have lots of negative implications. We can compare our life. We can, you know, there's lots of mental health, you know, that's woven into social media, unfortunately. So to kind of combat that and to take that into play, I'm like, okay, my content for the most part is going to be relatable, right? As much as I can, I want to relate to my followers. They need to know that I'm a normal person. I'm a human. I make mistakes. I don't feel confident some days. I don't, right? Like I'm not a perfect person and this is not my real life. This is a snippet in my life and in my relationship. So I think that's kind of what I'm really aiming for. And I think I've scratched the surface, but I'm excited to kind of dig, you know, continue to dig into that relatable, you know, empowered space. Cause I love that kind of content, at least, you know, for me.
Yeah. I love that. I think it's interesting too with you all. Cause, you know, a lot of creators, it's a slow grind. They're on their own. They're kind of forging their way. They're figuring out what works and what hits. And I think two things to me stuck out was, you guys have each other in the shared experience to kind of go through it together. And the whole cast is kind of going through this. And so I have to imagine it was a bonding moment. Cause there's only, you know, maybe these eight people, you know, who really made it to the end and, you know, kind of went through the whole journey that really understand what you all have gone through. But then you also have someone who's like literally living in your house, who's trying to figure out who they are and how they want to present themselves to the world and how to deal with all this attention, positive and negative.
Totally. And, oh yeah. We were really blessed to have each other. I would be so scared if I was forging that and figuring that all out and doing that all by myself. Kwame and I had both left our jobs like within the same month. So we were like, whoa, what do we do? What is this? How do we do this? And then the learning curve is steep. I mean, I didn't really know how to even edit a video. And I'm still learning every day, but I've come so far and I'm so proud of how far I've come in, you know, the content that I'm able to create. I remember in the beginning stages, I would read a brief and I would like study it. Oh my God. And then I would spend hours, probably an entire day's worth filming one concept. Right. And I loved it. It was so great. In my eyes, I was like, oh, like this is, I'm working so hard on this. And like, this is great. Send it in. They were like, no. Reshoot the entire thing. So I've had to learn. I've had to really learn because that's not sustainable. I can't live like that. I can't, you know, the ideal world, I think, for some of these, you know, obviously you want to express yourself and have it be authentic to your brand and who you are, you know, while at the same time adhering to what these brands are looking for. So anyways, I've changed the way I think about it and I've changed the way I kind of do my drafting where I'm not spending 8 to 10 hours on one single concept that's going to get dumped.
That's interesting. It's interesting to see how you've developed different strategies and kind of gone through how you want to approach the process. And I think, you know, part of what we're trying to do is to educate new creators on how to approach things and, you know, what advice do you have? And I think that's a good piece of knowledge is sometimes don't stress over, create multiple options, Iterate quickly.
Yes.
And I love
and
that.
And there's this natural component, right? Brands want natural, 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 natural. Well, guess what? Selling sometimes, I would say most times, is not really that natural. But like showing is more natural, like showing how you use it in your life or showing. So for me, the more I studied those briefs that brands give you, the worse I did, the less natural it was, right? So obviously I need to understand the key components and kind of have them loosely in my mind. But the more I was like script writing and, you know, fine tuning based on every little point that they mentioned, you know, the less natural it was. And obviously for me and my brand, the less they liked it because they know how authentic I am. They know that that's me. And that's something that, you know, is really important to me as an individual. And it's important to, you know, to show that in my content.
Yeah, I think it's really interesting seeing how brands kind of line up the partnership they want to work with. You know, if I was to give any advice to brands, it's to send items, send tests, test kits, whatever you want to the creators and influencers that you want to work with well before even asking for any contracts. You know, when we think about a company that Chelsea and I both partnered with, like Seed, you know, I'm a big advocate for anything that helps with gut health. You know what I mean? So probiotics, anything of that sort. And I've been using, you know, different ones along my life for quite a while. And when I heard about Seed, they sent it to me and they asked for content and I pushed out the content. And then I used Seed for another 2 weeks and I was like, oh my gosh, like if I had been using this for the 2 to 3 weeks before I made this, it'd have been completely different because I realized like how much it actually applied to me and how much it actually helped me. Like, I feel like my energy and my focus and whatever message I would have delivered would have been so much more relative to my life, therefore relative and relatable to my audience.
Totally agree. So, timing is really everything, especially when you're trying out a product. Yeah. You know, brands giving us adequate time to try out the product and see what it's like. I agree. It makes a big difference in the quality of our content and the quality of our message, right? Whether or not, you know, we truly are seeing effects or, you know, what have you with certain products like a probiotic.
Yeah. So I really want to know, based on you and the way that you work and the brands that you've worked with, do you have any favorite brands that you've partnered with that just it made you feel like your creative eye and your, you know, your design just came to life and you enjoyed it with the content you got to push out?
Oh, that's a really good question. Can I look at my chart? I forget.
A chart which I made, by the way. Well, we put it together. I remember when we started influencing, we were like, we got to figure out a way to keep track of every single brand that we've gotten reach out from and then ended up working with, right? We want to know who we might not have worked with and who we want to circle back to and who went well.
Yeah, I think organization in influencing space is so important, especially people who are pushing out deals every day. Oh my gosh, like you have to have an organizational system. I know there's like different apps that can like schedule content and like help you kind of do that kind of thing. But in terms of like, you know, delivery date, expected pay date, what the brand is, you know, who the client is, what the gross pay, what the net pay, what the take home is the contract signed, is the content delivered, have I received the pay, am I waiting for the pay? Anyway, all these things we have in a spreadsheet. So thank you, Kwame, for creating this very helpful spreadsheet. I would be dying without it. Truly. I truly, truly would.
I just think it's so interesting to see,
look here.
You know, how y'all have navigated the process. And as you go through, you have to, you know, a lot of times create your own tools or partner with folks. And I think one thing I think about is it's still a young industry and there's so many of the kind of struggles to create content, edit content, produce it, partner, manage your finances, the tax implication, all these things are kind of uncharted territory for a lot of folks. And so navigating that can be pretty daunting. It's not like you're just getting, you know, a W-2 from the same company and everything's rolled up for you by an accountant.
Totally. Scott, we should talk about that because we need an accountant that specializes in this. So if you got anybody, please send it our way. Let's see. My first deal was a vibrator. And I remember, you know, I'm a sex positive individual. That's really important to me that I portray that in who I am and my content. Pleasure is for everybody. And I was like, yes, like I'm going to do it. I'm going to post this, you know, little vibrator. And Kwame took my pictures and it was like the cutest moment and everything. It was our first day of like working together, which was really cute and funny. But I remember like before I posted it, my heart was like pounding. Like I was so nervous and I was like, you know what, Charles, like it's going to be okay. But I think when you are on a worldwide screen where people can, you know, have an opinion about your marriage or what they saw, you know, there is some of that fear that comes up. I mean, everybody gets negativity on the internet, but not to the degree that people, you know, who are on these types of, you know, reality shows or dating shows get. It's really intense. People really get invested, you know, in your love story. So anyways, I loved that one because it was like a very powerful moment for me. It was kind of a really cool way to kick off, you know, this career, side career. I don't really know what to call it. I also really loved working with, I do a lot of like lifestyle things. Like I love brands that fit into my home, my lifestyle really well. Easy Plant was one that I really, really loved. Easy Plant, like I look at them around my house today and I like they've given me so much joy in my day-to-day space. I've always wanted to grow plants in my home, but it just never had enough light or never could keep them alive. Easy Plant is a plant that has a water basin that you pour into and it auto waters your plant as it needs water. And you don't have to worry. You literally don't have to touch the plant for like a month to a month and a half. It's insane. I love how like naturally that fit into my life, into our space, and to the photos that I take in our home every day. That was one that I really, really loved as well. People know from Love is Blind that I am definitely a fan of photo shoots. Kwame, you can't deny it. You are too. So we have a plethora of photos, you know, and so things like mixed tiles was really amazing because that, you know, went right on our wall.
You get like little square photos and you can hang them up and
oh my gosh, mixed tiles is, yeah, you get different, they have auto created photo collages for you.
Oh, that's cool.
Of different sizes, different shapes, different framing, different, I mean, it's such a cool concept. They're super easy. You peel the back, they're on a magnet. So you can have your kids stick them on. You can, you know, tilt them, you can move them around. It's literally like they are geniuses. They are geniuses in the space. And so we had so many pictures that needed to be, you know, off of our phones. And so that was a really, really fun one to do.
Mixed Book, which is right behind you right now as we speak.
And Mixed Book, which is right behind me right now. And they did our wedding book, our wedding photo book with all of our pictures. And also did our honeymoon photos as well.
So that was super cool. I mean, I love getting, I mean, you know, I think when it comes to who you are and what your audience is and who you are as an influencer, it's really cool. You know, I'm a big believer in creating a self-identity. You know, I love independence. I think it's really beautiful when you can stand for something. I think it's really beautiful as well when you can collaborate with two minds in the way that they think and the way that they stand as well. I think that Chelsea's a really big presence as an individual, you know, and I love that for her and I love who she is and the fact that she really represents herself and won't give that up for anything. You know, I think that that's amazing.
I really held on to that heart. I was like, okay, if you're going to do this and you're going to enter into this world and you're going to have fame, promise yourself as much as you can to never lose yourself. Because that's a scary place to be. And, you know, with everything, with all of our change, with, you know, going on something like Love is Blind, with having this following just burst out of nowhere. I mean, we're growing, we're changing, we're evolving, you know, naturally with all this change, but also like who you are, you know, in your soul. I don't feel like that'll ever change for me, and I don't want it to.
Yeah, I
was so Kwabi. You know, I had to get like the unique kind of experience of knowing Kwame before the show. And, you know, I know his character and I know how he shows up and the energy he brings. And it was funny because I was reflecting on it. You know, we're just walking through Seattle. We get stopped and literally a gal runs out of a bakery, like flour all over her. And she's like,
"No way,
Kwame, I will give you my loaf of bread if you take a picture with my students." And I was like, what is happening right now? I mean, for me, this is like a wild experience. And I was like, is this normal life for Kwame? What's happening? And I'm like, I probably would have ran for cover or like knowing what's happening. And, you know, like to his credit, Kwame instantly, you know, smile on, and not in a fake way, just in like the way that we know Kwame, gives the time of day, says, I'll come back, I'll do whatever you want. Keep your loaf of bread. Let's take a picture. And they posted it. We found it. And it was, you know, it's a work skills bakery for like less employable folks, getting them back out there. And like the whole thing of it was just, for me, it was like a really impactful experience. Cause I'm like, one, it's, you know, watching Kwame evolve into who he is and this personality, exposing that to the rest of the world, but then in day-to-day life, despite getting recognized and what could be very disruptive in his day, giving people the time of day. And it's really impactful. And I think to me, you know, when you're on social media, you do, like you said, you don't really see the numbers. You don't see the humans behind the screen and the impact you're having. And walking around, being able to see the joy and the experience. I know they all walked home and talked to their friends. It was like the coolest post. They're going to have those, who did you meet, you know, in your life that had notoriety? And they'd be like, oh, I met Kwame on the street. He's so nice. Such a good guy. And so, yeah, I think that point about like not losing who you are and, you know, trying to spread positivity, it's a great message.
First of all, why didn't you bring the bread home?
I know. I know. It's a moment where I honestly think, you know, one day I might walk back in there and just say, hey, can I at least buy a loaf? Because it looked like a great bakery, if I'm being honest with you. We're going to have to revisit them at some point.
I'm surprised you turned down the bread, because I've never met an individual that loves bread more than my husband.
That's so
funny.
Carb loading.
Really,
you know, I think
totally
to tie things back together, you know, getting to work on some partnerships together have been really, really awesome. I know I think we both struggled with that when we first started, you know, and it's something that we have to be transparent and open and admit to ourselves, because it is a journey, you know. How do you take Chelsea that is a brand, and how do you take Kwame that is a brand, and put them together and make it Chelsea and Kwame? And to the whole world, when I go out, a lot of people say like, where's your wife? Where's your wife? You know, so like, we are a brand we are a unit. But when it comes to putting our imprint on something that is our art and something that we thought about and something that we created and meshing those things together, I believe that the beginning journey of that can take a little bit of time to really understand, you know. And, you know, obviously we've come very far and I'm really proud of us in that part. And I know there have been really amazing parts of this creator journey, and I'm grateful that to get to share that with you. And I, you know, one thing that I want to know from you is, what is difficult as a creator? You know, what are some difficult things that you want to share with us?
I mean, I think on Scott's point, like, you see numbers, but you don't see humans. And I'm such like, I love people, and I'm such like a connector, and I love community, and I love that vulnerability piece, and I just love learning about others. And so the summer after I had stepped away, decided to like, you know, stepped away from my day job, decided to kind of pursue this work, see what I could learn, see how it could help support my life and my lifestyle. I was like, okay, Chelsea, I was kind of struggling the first few months, and I was kind of resisting it and I was afraid and I feel like I didn't have enough knowledge and didn't know what to do and my content wasn't good enough and, you know, all this. And I was like, you know what? Just get to know your followers, get to know them and get to know what they like. Like, what are they liking a lot? What are they not liking a lot? What are they engaging on? Right? What kind of polls or questions are they quick to answer? What are the messages they're sending you? Right? Like, I literally had to kind of take all of this in. And by the end of the summer, I was like, my followers are amazing. Like, they are amazing people. I am so lucky to know and have every single one of them, you know, day in and day out in my digital life. It's so amazing when you kind of can connect in that way and get to know them. Because once I started putting the pieces together of who they were and what they were looking for and what they loved about me, what kind of content they loved, what, you know, what they were after, I was like, okay, like these are my people and I'm not afraid anymore. Like, you know, they believe in me and I believe in them. And it's such a cool relationship when you intentionally try to do that. And I've talked to many other creators people in the space, not creators, talked to people in the space that have come off Love is Blind that are creating. We're so much more than just a creator, right? But people who have come off Love is Blind and they're like, I don't know, like, my followers. And I'm like, you don't? Like, get to know them. It's really fun. Like, it's the most exciting part for me. And you know, she was like, oh, okay. Like, that sounds really interesting. I should do that. I haven't really done that. Or, you know, you're doing it every day, but are you really intentionally thinking about it or kind of adding some pieces together of what your, you know, what your followers like and who they really are? That was a really big thing for me.
I think it's awesome. I think too, as a follower or a fan, getting some kind of engagement, you know, oh my gosh, Chelsea reached out to me to ask me a question about like why I love this post or hit up my comment and responded back. Those little moments, they can be huge, you know, for individuals. I always love the like, hey, like this post until Katy Perry likes it back. And it's, you know, some singer covering like a Katy Perry song. And like the moment when that happens, it's like everyone's just cheering for this person. You're like, yes, we did it. And I love those moments when the community rallies behind. Yes. And, you know, you have that engagement. It's super cool to see.
It really is. It really is. It's a whole different ball game when you used to have 100 and now you got, you know, upwards of sometimes 90,000 people viewing a story a day. You know, it's a remarkable thing. And I'm grateful to be in it. You know, I think I've only dipped my foot. I'm like, into the pool of possibilities that this influencing life could bring me and bring my followers and bring others. Have I, you know, been in it long enough to fully understand the breadth and depth of, you know, the influence and the difference that I want to make in the world? No, like I have merely been, you know, learning and treading water and figuring this out, but I'm excited to fine tune, you know, content and continue to get to know my followers and, you know, continue to try to be relatable and make a difference in the world.
That's amazing. So yeah. I had a question for both of you. Mm-hmm. And I think about, you know, how your relationship started. And I think there's a whole bunch of people who are rooting for you. And then there's a whole bunch of people who, based on the edit, based on who they are or whatever, they're like, oh, is it even real? Are they going to implode? You know, it's the, you know, Bachelor, Love is Blind. These relationships don't last. But then you're putting yourself out there on social media. And so there's this weird contradiction of like, there are days when I'm going to be mad at my partner or I'm going to be frustrated or I don't want to go create this video that's like super lovey-dovey and us, you know, skiing in the French Alps together and sipping champagne. And there's like real life to happen. So like, how did you guys balance the pressure of feeling like you maybe need to justify your relationship or put up this super rosy image with the reality of I'm, like you said, I'm a human being. I'm in a real marriage where there is conflict, there is challenge. There's like, hey, why did you not pick that up off the floor? Why are the dishes still in the sink? Why did you not go to the store? Whatever it might be that day, I just imagine that pressure and kind of, you know, to be perfect and be this model relationship is pretty tough.
That's such an important point, Scott. Like that is so critical. You literally just nailed it, you know, on the head. Like that is something we deal with. That is a real life, that's our day to day. Kwame, do you want to start or do you want me to?
If you have some initial thoughts, feel free to share them.
I remember our first deal that we did, and we bickered our entire way through that entire thing. And we had to learn how we think about, you know, a concept. And so at first we were like, okay, we're just going to come together and we're just going to fucking figure it out. We're going to trudge through it together. And it was like excruciating for both of us. And so we were like, we're going to have to figure this out. You know, because not many people meet their partner, get married, and then become business partners in under like 2 years. It's a lot there, Scott, like you were saying, and we are real people. So I think we had to figure out like, okay, let's just have like brainstorming sessions together. What's your vision? What's my vision? How do we like figure out a way to blend them together? Also, Scott, I will say this is something that Kwame and I are fine tuning much better now than we were in the beginning, is figuring out what our strengths are. What are our strengths and what are our downfalls or weaknesses? What are things that we're not very good at? Kwame and I are, it's really nice because we're super complementary in terms of, you know, our strengths and kind of our areas for growth. I really do think we balance each other out well. I push Kwame to do a lot more content. I push him to do a lot more stories. I push him to really be out there and get to know his followers. I think Kwame had a beautiful Instagram before Love is Blind, and it was very curated, whereas mine was just like, here's my life or whatever. I didn't really care, you know, as much. And so I think Kwame's transition into this on his page has been different than mine, and that's completely okay. I have to fully respect that, right? But I remember Kwame and I do a lot of singing videos in the car, and there was a Chris Brown video, and we were singing it together, and I was like, you should post a Chris Brown video of you singing Chris Brown. And he was like, really? Like, people won't like it. And it like went insane. Like, his engagement on this one story was record breaking. Right. So like, there's just different strengths and different things that we both have, and we can kind of push each other that way. And I think that really, really helped us, Scott, in terms of like this dance and that we had to figure out as a married couple, you know, who creates content together, who are dealing with normal day-to-day things. Kwame, do you have anything to add?
Yeah. I mean, I think all in all, like, it's funny because you're coming towards a very beautiful, you know, end in the part of what you're saying. And now I have to kind of start from the beginning and be like, yeah, it's really difficult. But ultimately, it really is, it's a process, and you're getting to know someone. And especially when you're thrust into the situation that we are, where you wake up one day and it almost feels like in the snap of a finger. I remember as we were going through Love is Blind, we would wake up on occasional days and look at each other and be like, oh my gosh, this is real. Like, you're a real person. This is actually happening, you know? And so due to the rate in which this happened, there were so many things that had to come all together. And like Chelsea said, there are levels and degrees and different things that on their own could take people years, right? People could take years just to figure out their dynamic as partners. People could take years to figure out their dynamic as a married partnership. People could take years to figure out a business partnership. But we had to do all of that in such a compressed situation that it was tough to get to. And I think we're still learning. You know, we have our moments. And at the end of the day, it's all about knowing that like the North Star is, we are here, we are doing this together. You know, and if we are doing this together, if that is the premise in which we place on our lives, that's going to be the same premise that we put on our content as well. You know, and so it's about figuring it out in your real life and transitioning that same mindset into the things that you put out. You know, you are going to have those moments. You're going to book a trip and have a partnership, then that partnership's going to supposed to, you know, it's supposed to be 3 days. And in those 3 days, you might get in an argument on day one and it makes it tougher for the other, rest of the 2 days. But in those other 2 days, as you're going through it, you're like, hey, we got here together. I can't be here without you. You can't be here without me. This is who we are, right? We are a unit. We got to stand strong. We got to make it work. And at the end of the day, like, that is how we feel in our lives. Like, I love Chelsea with all my heart. I think that she inspires me so much. I think she's a brilliant, intelligent, beautiful person. And so I really do think that that applies in the way that we get to share our message as well, you know? So it's really cool. It's a beautiful partnership that had it's had its ups and downs, but it's how life is. It's how partnership is. It's what marriage is. And as long as we come back to each other, we create something that portrays that same message.
Yeah, that was beautiful. I also have something to add too. Like, there have been times when I like have my phone in Kwame's face, or like I'm videoing everything, or I'm in like a really, you know, content-y mood. And there have been times when Kwame's like, you can take a second, like you can take a step back, like let's, like I'm not sure I want you to videotape this, you know. That kind of thing. Or like, let's just live in the moment for this one, Charles. Like, we don't have to, you know, I feel like you have this drive and this desire to like hyper record everything in your life, everything in your marriage, everything, you know, and it's exhausting and it's not sustainable. And it doesn't make this part, this job, all that enjoyable, to be honest. So you do have to find that balance for yourself. And you do have to have days off of your phone if you can, or moments or hours, or, you know, put that in there. But also just to enjoy experiences without the technology, without the phone. And I think Kwame helps me kind of reel it back sometimes. And I've learned to like ask, like, is it okay if I record this? Is it okay if we make this, you know, I put this on my story, or you know, kind of thing, just having that conversation and getting that permission, as opposed to just like, what did you say that was funny? And like putting my phone in his face, you know what I'm saying? Do we miss moments? Absolutely. Like, we're just humans and that's totally okay. And that's normal. But I think that Kwame helps me kind of reel it back in sometimes. And that's something, Scott, that we've had to, you know, figure out. But there's those strengths that we can support each other on, and those, you know, areas for growth that we can support each other on too.
Well, I can say from my side, we love you guys. We've loved being a part of your journey, and, you know, knowing both of you kind of in a different way. I think as time goes on, who you really are shines through in how you show up, the content you create, how you guys engage, not just in social media, but those in life. And, you know, I think we're all champions of yours. And, you know, these kind of conversations, these are the moments where, you know, you're at your realest and we get to continue the story that we kind of joined on early on and get to see it for what it is. And edit aside, like, it's very clear the love you all have for each other. And it's fun to see that manifest in how you represent yourselves online. And I'm stoked to be a part of a small part of this journey, unpacking it today. And I think a lot of people, you know, they can appreciate the struggle of trying to be a real human and living your life and putting something out into the world for people to enjoy. So I really appreciate you guys both opening up and taking the time.
Thank you, Scott. That was awesome. I had a great time. I'm so excited for you too. You guys are going to do big things, and you've been working really hard towards this. And I believe in my husband more than anyone in this world. And you are meant for this, Kwame. This is perfect for you. And Scott is a great, you know, leader and mentor. And I think it's such a cool thing that you guys get to learn from each other.
Yeah, it's really exciting. And I'm blessed to be part of it. I'm blessed to, you know, have this opportunity and be here with Scott. And, you know, we're both very happy and blessed to get to talk to people like you. And obviously, most importantly, in this moment, get to talk to you and yourself. And thank you for sharing the parts of you that you share with the world. And, you know, obviously the parts that you share with me as well.
You are very welcome. I hope you guys have me back sometime soon.
Yeah, we'll think about it.
Okay.
All right, Chelsea, thanks so much. And thank you everybody for joining us today. That's a wrap for episode 2 of Beyond Influence. See y'all next time.
Bye.
Yeah. Bye. Bye.